Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, your community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning here on Community Voices. As I said last week, we're strong proponents of celebrating culture, tradition, innovation, and creativity. As I said last week, Black History Month has given us an opportunity to explore the deep traditions and extraordinary history of African Americans. And I hope you've been enjoying our two-part series, Voices of the Past, Voices Making History, celebrating the trailblazers of the African American community. Our selection of these noted African Americans is based on their life achievements and strong impact in the community and, of course, on the world stage. So this morning, a continuation of Voices of the Past, Voices Making History, celebrating the trailblazers of the African American community here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland. Giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Last week, we talked about the brilliance of Dr. Ben Carson. We delved into the legislative prowess of the late Adam Clayton Powell Jr. We revisited Malcolm X's keen and bluntly unapologetic assessment of how African Americans were treated by America. And we explored the impact Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, has on the world stage. Today, we're going to introduce you to several extraordinary people. These are individuals that have had or is currently having a huge impact in various disciplines, including science, government, the arts, and yes, a sport that for a long time was considered off limits to people of color. Ever since Willie T. Ribbs aimed to be the first African American to become a world champion in race car driving in 1983, the seemingly insurmountable goal of breaking open the traditionally white sport of race car driving had newer possibilities. Although earlier trailblazers such as Charlie Wiggins and Wendell Scott paved the way for Leonard Miller, Willie T. Ribbs himself, Lewis Hamilton, Bill Lester, George Mack, Nicole Lyons, and Lewis Hamilton, NASCAR and other renowned race car competitions remained largely white and largely male.